salat rajulin musbilin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salat of a person whose garments are hanging below his ankles. Here we explain what is meant by this. The sawab and the reward of that salat is not there. A person loses the reward of the salat, the blessings of the salat. The effect that is really wanted from that salat now is lost. Why a person is just hanging his garments below his ankles. Ulama explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have probably known that this person never make his wuzu properly. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him to make his wuzu. Or the other reason why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have told him to make wuzu, his wuzu is the expiator of sins. So now this person would go and he would make his wuzu, and this would help him to take out that guna and take out the sin of this pants hanging below the ankles. And one thing this does is by making somebody do it in a manner like this, that go and do some action, it makes a person start thinking. That this is what I've done, this is something that is wrong. And like this we did so many ahadith under this chapter of how serious it is to let the ankles hang below, to let the clothing hang below the ankles. One more hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, قال مررت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي إزار استرخاء. This hadith we did yesterday, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, that I passed by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst my garments were hanging low, below my ankles. فقال يا عبد الله, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام told me, oh Abdullah, ارفع إزارك, lift up your lower garment, your pants. فرفعته ثم قال, so I lifted it up, and Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام told me, زد, lift it up even more. فما زلت أتحرها بعد. He mentioned فزدت فما زلت أتحرها بعد. I lifted it up even further, and from that time onwards, I was never unmindful about the length of my garment. I was very, very careful of it. فقال بعض القوم. So somebody asked the question, إلى أين, till where? Till where are you supposed to lift up? So he said, إلى أنصاف الساقين. It should be lifted up till halfway through the shins. Here we explained in different hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ideal, the best is halfway through the shins. This is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore. But there is permission and there is allowance to wear it till above the ankles. But below that, there is no allowance. Therefore, we have to be very careful about and very mindful about the length of our garments. This is not something that is trivial. Sometimes we may listen to ulama saying these things and we're thinking it's trivial. But how can it be trivial when there's so many ahadith warning a person that لا ينظر الله إليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at this person with the nigah of rahmat, will not look at the person with mercy on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak will turn away from this person, will be very harsh with the person, why he was not careful about the length of his garments. And we said that very often, things that are external have an impact on those things that are internal. And we are so careful about our bodies being clean, how careful we should be about the heart also being clean. Yesterday we mentioned that the person is not allowed to come to the masjid. If he's napak, he should take a bath. It is makruh for him now to enter the masjid while being napak. He should take a faraz ghusl if he needs, and then he should come to the masjid. Now just the body not being in a condition of being pak, person is not supposed to come to the masjid. How we expect our hearts to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if our hearts are napak? It's got this pride in it, it's got the arrogance in it, it's got the hatred in it. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. We start a new chapter, inshallah, tomorrow, Babu Istihbabi Tarki Tarafi'i Fil Libasi Tawadu'an, the chapter on the preferability and desirability of leaving out expensive clothing of elegance and clothing that the people, the wealthy wear, just because of tawazu and humility, a person wears simple clothes. The hadith will come tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values this so much, that Allah Pak will call that person on the day of Qiyamah in front of everybody. That in this world you had, this is for a person that had the means, he could have purchased expensive clothing, he could have gone to the branded stores of the world, and he could have purchased whatever designer clothing he wanted, he could have worn it with all the branding and all the names, but he chose to wear a simple kurta for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will Allah Pak give him in reward for this? Allah Pak will call such a person on the day of Qiyamah in front of everybody. And Allah Pak will tell him, you choose the clothing you desire from Jannah, that clothing will be yours. Such honor Allah Pak will give him. Whatever clothing you desire of Jannah, that clothing is yours. Because in this world you had the chance to buy all the designer clothing, but you gave it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of appreciation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Mu'tah, he sacrificed his two hands for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Pak has replaced him with two wings in Jannah, which he is flying now in Jannah. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates what a person does for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.